Hello, this is Joan.
Yes, good Hello? Evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with John Dodson, please?
Yes, but it can't be very long because I have some other urgent things to take care of. How long will this take?
Okay. This survey takes about 6 to 7 minutes, ma'am, but it depends, you know, how the survey goes. I can read fast, and but it just depends, you know, your opinion. Yeah, it depends on your opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, ma'am, and all right. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, Congress, and would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I always vote.
So it'll be definitely, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
I'm not given my age. A woman who will tell her age will tell anything.
Well, this is for qualification purpose for the survey. You can give me any number.
No. You can pick a number. I'm over 21. Let's put it that way.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just to make sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, et cetera, black, African-American, Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people, you know, say they want their, you know, their member of Congress to focus on. For each, please rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focus on? You say 10 if it's most important. You say 5 if someone important. You say 0 if it's important at all. But you can use any number. The first one would say creating more jobs and raising wages.
Wait, now, so 10 is high and 0 is low.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
10 would be the most important one. And 5 would be somewhat, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Yeah, okay. I'd probably say 6.
6 on that one? Okay. What about tackling climate change?
I'd put an 8.
8? Securing the southern border.
8.
Funding the drug and substance abuse programs?
Well, that's hard for me to answer because if people don't go to them, there's money wasted. It's just like Portland.
Okay.
They got money.
Well, give me a number. I mean, remember one is zero is not at all important. And 1, 2, 3 is like, you know, someone
well,
important.
Well, I think
it's
important. I'll put a 5.
5, okay. What about protecting abortion rights?
Doing what with abortion rights?
Protecting abortion rights.
I didn't get that word. For taking? Or do you mean am
protecting.
I in favor?
No, protecting. Protecting. Yes, protecting abortion rights.
Oh, okay. I'd say 7.
7. Okay, what about lowering taxes?
8.
Okay. And reducing crime?
10.
10, reducing crime. And then creating more affordable housing?
It's hard to answer. I know you just want a number because I know there's housing, but investors are buying them up. So we have housing. But investors,
more affordable housing.
Oh, okay. Well, let's put a 7.
7. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in our organization using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. But you can use any number from 0 to 10, you know, to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one will be Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100, like you're grading a grade, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'd say 70.
70, okay. What about Janelle Bynum?
I don't know how to rate her because I don't know much about her.
So no opinion. No opinion?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just don't know enough. It would be a bad, it wouldn't be a correct score because
okay.
I don't know. I've heard.
Kamala Harris.
Well, I don't think she's done a very good job. So I'd give her, probably 30.
30. Okay. J.D. Vance.
You mean the vice president for Republicans?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
J.D. Vance.
Yeah. Let's say 60.
60. Okay, what about Republicans in Congress?
I'd say 30.
30. Okay, Joe Biden.
At what point? my score has been changing.
Well,
right now.
Your opinion, ma'am. That's why we're calling you. You know, we want your opinion.
Okay, I say right now I give him a 30.
30.
I'm so
okay.
Sorry for him.
What about Lori Chavez, the Ramer?
No, I don't like some things she did just recently, so I'll give her
one
a 40.
40, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Kotek.
50.
50. Okay, McDonald's.
What was that?
McDonald's? I think they're talking about the food chain, McDonald's.
What do I think of it? I mean,
yes.
What score?
What number,
what
number would you give him? How would you rate him?
Well, let's see, probably a 40 right now with all the issues going on.
40? Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Probably 50.
50. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
That's a tough one. You put a lot of, because there's different things. I'm just going to put 0. I can't make a choice on that.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And even though you say you're, you know, undecided, wouldn't vote, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean, you know, towards at this time, would that be independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein? That'd be
Kennedy Jr.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. I mean, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
That would be Republican Donald Trump. Okay. All right, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Rimmer?
Lori.
Lori Chavez, the Rimmer. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, okay, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Oh, there's a big chance if I knew more about her, but there just hasn't been much out there. Well, you don't want to hear why, but no. Yeah, there's a chance if I knew more. Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be a fair chance or a small chance?
Well, it's a fair chance.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez DeRemer is handling her job as member of Congress?
Yes.
Strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, now I want to read you a little bit more information about the two candidates running for Congress, okay? Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez DeRemer. Serving as a state house since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to, you know, represent our community. A working mother of local business owner, she is living, you know, the same struggle as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is, you know, running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that, you know, that hard work once again, you know, pays off, and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez DeRemer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old, you know, divisive politics, and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting job done for Oregon families. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, you know, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer? Or if you're undecided, you can please say so, the same thing. It would be the same.
Yeah, I'm undecided.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and okay, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we're talking about Janelle Bynum, okay? Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means that somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means not convincing at all, but you can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Janelle Bynum believes, you know, hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and it costs, you know, of food and simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their, you know, profits, you know, on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down the cost and make, you know, rich pay their fair share. She prioritized legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help, you know, keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. Would you say that's not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing in your opinion?
No, just slightly convincing.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10 if you had to give it a grade?
Oh, probably a 5.
5, somewhat convincing. Okay, ma'am, Oregon, you know, may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. we need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check of, you know, his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can, you know, they can act as a check on mega extremists.
I'm running out of time. Are you about done?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read you this statement, and we should be done with this survey, okay?
Yeah, please, because I have other things to have to take care of.
Sure, ma'am, sure. Let me go real fast, okay? So what do you think? Would you say that's not a convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
No, somewhat convincing.
Okay, well, 5. You give it a 5, or what number would you give it? From 0
to 5?
Yeah,
5.
Okay, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows everything is possible when you remember what you are working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? From 0 to 10.
Yeah, my question is, I don't have any record of hers other than the fact that she's been a mom and a business owner. So I just don't know enough about her. Even when you read me that, people lie all the time and try to persuade people to go a certain way. I want to know, what do her kids do now? How was her business? What kind of it? You say she's a leader, but I don't know.
Let's say that you think, that's true what they're saying about. What would you think about her if that was all true?
I don't think there's enough there for me to say it's true.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. We'll move to the next one. Okay, this is the last one. Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools. We can be proud of. And, as a daughter of teachers and mothers of four, she has been champion for our students, our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning, in K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children, education, and opportunity. What number would you say? Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can give it any number.
Okay, I'd give that a 10, very convincing.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of the survey, people, opinions change. So let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
No, right now I just don't know enough about Bynum to say nay or yay. So I just can't score it. I'm sorry, I can't.
No problem, ma'am. Even though you say you're undecided, okay, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards at this time? Would that be Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
Well, right now I lean more to Lori. Only because
Lori,
don't know enough about Bynum. She needs to get statistics out there.
Okay, like I said, I really thank you for your time. I only have a couple of statements about, Chavez. Let me read them to you real quick, and we should be done with this survey, okay?
No, it's been more than 7 minutes. I'm sorry. I've got other things. I can't do any more.
Ma'am, 2 statements. I'm going to read them to you and just tell me about them, if you agree or disagree, and we're done, okay?
Do it. But don't be so pushy.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to read you some statement concerns about, have raised about Lori Chavez DeRaymer. Please tell me how much each of, troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRaymer for Congress. A great deal or quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. Okay, Lori Chavez DeRaymer opposes a women's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and
no, not at all, not at all, not at all, not at all.
Okay. Let me read you the last one. Too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead, okay, while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together and to solve our problems. Lori Chavez Remainer, Deramer, isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's not, you know, she's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted to leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped pricing or gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security.
Send that to me certified because I don't know if that's true or not. I'm done.
Would that be a great deal, just quite a bit, just some, or not at all? Oh, my God. Okay.